So a story was told of a man down on his luck, went into a church which catered to the upper class. So spotting the man's dirty clothes, a pastor worried about the church's image, went to the man and asked him if he needed help. The man said, "I was praying and the Lord told me to come to this church." So the pastor suggested that the man go pray some more and possibly he might get a different answer. The next Sunday, the man returned. The pastor asked, "Did you get a different answer?" The man replied, "Yes, I did. I told the Lord that they don't want me in that church. And the Lord said, 'Don't worry about it, son. I've been trying to get into the church for years and haven't made it yet.'" But we know, no, it is not Christ the King Church. So Christ the King, no, is more welcoming, no, and friendly. So our readings today speak about humility. On the one hand, humility is the only virtue that Jesus explicitly said that we should learn from him. "Learn of me that I am meek and humble of heart," Jesus said. On the other hand, it is also one of the most misunderstood and least appreciated of the virtues. To some, it brings to mind images of squalor and gloom, becoming a doormat for others to step on. But humility is not the virtue of the weak. It is the virtue of the strong. It is one of the virtues most characteristic of our Lord. And our readings today tell us so. In the first reading, Sirach tells us that humility makes a person love even more than giving gifts to others. It teaches us to put ourselves below others so that we can serve them with true love and appreciation and find favor with God. Jesus repeats this idea in our gospel reading today and shows us how vital humility is to our Christian journey. He, moreover, teaches us to be in solidarity with the poor. The second reading reminds us that our destination is Mount Zion, where everyone is a firstborn and a true citizen. Hence, as citizens of this heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, we must clothe ourselves with humility, just like Christ, our mediator. God is calling us to see ourselves as he sees us, to belittle the gifts God has given us would actually be a subtle form of pride. Saint Benedict used to say that if a monk had a wonderful singing voice and degraded his own ability, it would be displeasing to God. So we should recognize our gifts, we should recognize the good, and thank God for it. Speaking about our relationship with God, we are sinners, but infinitely loved by him, and in desperate need of his mercy. So coming to our true self is humility. Having come to the senses and accept our creatureliness will bring us to a peaceful humility in our relationship with others. For then, we are not frustrated by others' sinfulness or lack of virtue, because we know we are just like them, all in need of God's mercy. This humility enables us to turn to God for consolation and security. Jesus invites us to think of ourselves as always the last and the least. We are invited to think of ourselves as less than others. This is an invitation to live in truth with others and to forge a new relationship with others by changing our way of thinking of them. However, our present culture values neither truth nor humility, and so this teaching on humility is at times difficult for us to accept. So today, I would just like to leave you with one simple thought: to refresh and deepen what you have been doing. Let us love others, especially those who cannot pay our love. Let us serve each person who comes into our life. Let us listen attentively so that we can know the divine presence at work in our world. It would be good for us to reflect on our own humility this week and see if we can do a better job at making the kingdom of heaven a little closer on earth.